News Talk 1110 WBT on this Wednesday morning, and we are continuing to cover the horrific story out of Uvalde, Texas. This shooting at a school there, 19 kids, two teachers killed. This is a town located about 80 miles west of San Antonio. We have a guest, and we're going to bring on Sheriff Alan Cloninger in just a moment, but I want Beth to finish her point as we were heading into the news last half hour, because I think it's a valid one, and I wanted to make sure you had enough real estate to properly express it.
Well, for those who weren't listening or didn't hear the last segment, Brett Jensen was talking about our resource officers here in CMS schools, and that we do have armed resource officers at our high schools and at our middle schools, but not at our elementary schools. And I was making the point during the break that it's a completely different perspective. You have your resource officers at those schools because of the perceived threat from within. Because in those cases, a lot of the students who bring guns are the high school students or the older middle school students. But when it comes to elementary school age children, you aren't thinking of a perceived threat from within. And it requires a different way of thinking, because the perceived threat is from without. It's from outside the walls of the school. And I think that's a different way of thinking about why a resource officer might be needed in an elementary school versus a high school. And we have Sheriff Cloninger from Gaston County on the line to talk about resource officers in our school. Sheriff Cloninger, thank you for calling in. You were just listening and called in to give us your perspective on Gaston County schools.
Well, someone said Gaston County schools didn't have resource officers.
Yeah, when I was in school there, Sheriff, this is Brett Jensen. When I was in school there, now granted, it was 18,000 years ago when I was there, but it was a long time ago.
Wait, you went to high school?
I went to elementary, middle, back then it was called junior high, not middle school. Mm-hmm. That's how old I am. And then now high school. And my mom is a retired Gaston County teacher. And so, yeah, all through the 80s and 90s, there was no such thing as resource officers in Gaston County. Yeah, I mean, but that, again, that we're talking 20 years ago.
Yeah, and they started out in the high schools, but we at least 6 years ago, all the police departments joined with the schools where we have resource officers, be full-time or retired part-time deputies and police officers in all the schools. Most of the time. Now, we've had trouble, as any law enforcement agency has had, in hiring new employees, but as Beth said, sometimes the resource officers will go from school to school, but we do elementary, middle, and high school in Gaston County right now, and it could be better. But just to add, and I know I'm talking a lot, but I'm a sheriff.
That's what this show is about today. This show is about talking with each other as a community to talk about this issue.
I'm going to start saying that. Sheriff, I'm going to start saying that on this show. Whenever I feel like I'm being long-winded, I'm going to say, I'm the sheriff of this show, and I'm going to talk. No, you have the floor, so please take it.
Well, 4 years ago, I'm still in the Governor's Crime Commission, and 4 years ago, me and Sheriff Donnie Harrison from Wake County, we chaired a task force committee on school violence and school safety, and we studied this. And as I recall, our findings, this may not be in order, was one, school resource officers and sufficient school resource officers. Control of ingress and egress into the school is one of the most important things. And we got pushback on there about, it sounds like you want to make it into a jail. No, but you want to control who can come into school, because like this shooter, in Gaston County, we're praying for all the families and that whole community in Texas, but he came through a side door. How did he get in the side door? So we found that, control and knowing who is getting into school and who's not. And at most Gaston County schools, this at all Gaston County schools, you have to push a button and be recognized on the camera before you get in now.
Yeah, that's true in Cabarrus County as well. I have nephews who are in those schools, and I had to go when I was picking them up. You have to press the button to get in. My question, when I was thinking about this shooter in Uvalde getting in through a side door, when you're could it potentially, if someone had let him in, you know, just thinking that, it wasn't a threat. You know, there are things that the conversations that need to be had even with people about not letting people in if they're just knocking on a door.
And that's very true. But one thing that we, with technology today, and you could put a sensor on the door and have a camera backside and have someone that when that door opens, a buzzer goes off in the office where the secretary is, and she looks up and she sees that door A's been opened and see who's coming in, and then can call for the resource officer to head that way to see what's going on. Mm. And that's the other thing we found. We had to be vigilant as the FBI guy.
Chris Swicker.
Yeah, Chris said the threat assessment teams, we found that to be very important. And another thing we said, like Chris, is that there has to be the availability to the students, teachers, to anonymously say, hey, little Alan over here, he's saying some things he shouldn't say, and then the threat assessment team can take action. Those were the biggest areas that we felt like could improve the security in the schools. But I think the biggest one was the school resource officers, adequate numbers, and control of the ingress and egress into the school.
Well, so, real quickly, Sheriff, many people may not know this, but after many, many years as sheriff of Gaston County, he announced that he's not running for re-election of sheriff this year. And mm-hmm. so you're in your final months. Real quick, we've got like 30 seconds. Anything stand out to you over your time as sheriff? Because, you know, you've served that county for a very, very long time.
I think we've moved forward in our county. It's a good county. As far as my tenure, my appreciation is to the men and women that served under me, because they're the ones that made the difference. And so I just am very proud of all of them, and I hope that the sheriff's office continues to give good service to the people of Gaston County. Plus, we came over to Mecklenburg twice for the DNC and for some of the protests to help y'all. And in turn, y'all have come over and helped us a lot.
So. Mm-hmm. And you've helped us on the air. You give us a call, especially on days like this where your perspective is invaluable. So don't be a stranger. Thank you for calling.
Can I be Pat? I mean, you know, that can be the former sheriff, I reckon.
Okay, but, I'll see you tomorrow at 8:05 then.
Oh, well, no, not yet. See?
He's got to wait for retirement.
All right, man. Yeah. We'll talk.
I'm going to bring y'all an order from CDA one morning if you want it.
Oh, see, I know what that is. No one else does, but I know what that is.
Does that mean I can get like a liver mush sandwich?
That's exactly what that
means.
Yes,
please. Yes, please.
Sheriff, good to hear your voice. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Have a good day.